My name is Kyle DeRoy. I'm the UNICEF representative in Iraq. I'm the head of the UNICEF operation in this country. Before the war, given the 12 years of sanctions and at least a decade before that of misgovernance, with two wars before, and this was the situation of children in the country was already quite delicate, dramatically worse than, let's say, in the late 80s. Today, one can say the situation has worsened. Some examples for the girls, for example, were some one-third of the girls were out of school before the war because of the economic hardship, which obliged them to stay at home to take care of their smaller brothers and sisters so that the mothers could go out to work. Today, we estimate that some 50% of the girls are out of school, and that is because of the lack of law and order. Parents are not comfortable sending girls to school because of frequent abductions and rape. There are at least 70 confirmed cases over the last months, and obviously given the limited level of reporting of such cases, particularly rape, in the Arab culture, we suspect that many more cases have occurred. So generally speaking, girls are already having their rights to education violated because of this delicate context. Other examples, diarrhea. We know that diarrhea, which is quite normal in this country, but it has increased dramatically since the 1990s. Just before the war, the prevalence was in the order of 14 episodes per child year, children under five, compared to about four episodes of diarrhea per child year before the 1990s. We know that today, in the southern part of Iraq, the frequency, the amount of diarrhea episodes has dramatically increased compared to last year, and that is because the amount of water provided has deteriorated and the quality has also become worse. So this has dramatically increased the amount of diarrhea amongst children under five. And cholera, which is also not uncommon in the south, this year the number of cholera cases in Basra has increased dramatically as compared to last year. So there's another example. Malnutrition, according to a survey that the Minister of Health undertook with UNICEF support just after the war in Baghdad, has almost doubled, malnutrition amongst children under five, which is a reflection of the increase in diarrhea cases. And it's also a very strong indicator of the likely level of child mortality due to dehydration. So there again, we have another indicator which shows a deterioration of the situation of children as compared to before the 20th of March.
So what you're saying is the children living even worse than before the war during the sanction?
Yes, I'm saying that the current situation, given the shortages in electricity, which are still below the pre-war supply, and I must remind you that before the war the situation was not very good, but it had reached a level of stabilization. Water supply, sanitation services have deteriorated compared to the pre-war situation. So basically, yes, all the elements are there to suggest that the situation today is worse than before March the 20th. However, there's a lot of work going on to improve the situation. Some examples of that. Vaccination is back on track since mid-June. Very important because at least 200,000 children were born between the 20th of March and mid-June, and these children had not been vaccinated. So that program is back on track. Ministry of Health has basically been able to resume vaccination in at least 60% of the primary health care centers in the country, including rural areas. Another important intervention is the targeted nutrition program, which was a program which was established in the mid-90s with UNICEF support, has also resumed. This program is designed to identify children who are malnourished and provide them with supplementary and therapeutic feeding. This program is strategically very important now, immediately in a post-war situation, so that children with severe diarrhea and malnourishment can be kept alive through supplementary and therapeutic feeding. But it is also important in the medium term, because we suspect that with the neoliberalization of the economy in Iraq, by which I mean moving from a highly subsidized, centralized economy with low salaries to a more decentralized, open market economy with higher salaries and lower subsidies. In that transition, as has happened to other countries in the world which have gone through such an experience, there is a likelihood of an increase in malnutrition and poverty and other social problems. So the targeted nutrition program is important as a safety net for the poorest families and children. So that, again, is getting back on track. Another important intervention has been education. We have been able to support the Ministry of Education to get children back in school, although, as I said earlier, only 50% of the girls are back in school due to lack of law and order. But this is an important gain in the normalization of life for Iraqi children. We have also supported the Ministry of Education in printing out 15 million exam sheets so that the final year, end of year exams in primary and secondary schools could be undertaken nationwide. This exercise is coming to an end, and it has been successfully undertaken so far. So that's another nationwide intervention which has been quite successfully implemented. Additionally, UNICEF has been working with diarrhea mitigation through the provision of 4 million sachets of oral rehydration salts. We have another 4 million in the pipeline. These supplies are life-saving. They assist managing diarrhea cases amongst children. We have also brought in thousands of tons of therapeutic and milk and high-protein biscuits so that children can be provided with these supplementary feeds when they do have malnutrition. We have supported the repairs of sewage pumping stations, over 70 in Baghdad alone, so that the sewage can be taken out of the streets and put back into the sewage mains. Also, water treatment plants and many, many leaks in the distribution networks due to the heavy bombing during the war. These very old distribution networks have further deteriorated. We know that currently only about 50% of all the water produced in water treatment plants, of which there are 218 across the country, only 50% of that water reaches the households because of the leaks in the distribution network. So we've been working very hard, particularly in Basra and in Baghdad, in repairing leaks so that more water of higher quality can reach the households. These are some examples of the interventions we have been undertaking in the water supply and sanitation sector.
Do you have any figure how many children has been died since end of the war from the malnutrition and also maybe from diarrhea, all the cases you've been talking about. Do you have like some kind of estimations?
We don't have absolute figures. We normally don't like to work with absolute figures because they are full of potential problems. We do have rates, as I said earlier, in Baghdad, which is a good indicator of what's happening in the country. We know that malnutrition rates have gone up to about 7%. These are chronically malnourished children as compared to acutely malnourished children. The wasted children have gone up from 4 to 7%. So almost doubling of acute malnourishment. So this is a clear indication that many more children are at risk. We don't have absolute figures. The important thing is to realize the overall prevalence of the problem and try to address and focus our interventions in areas where the problem is more acute. Also important is that the death of every single child, irrespective of the total, the absolute figure, is dramatic. And families, the government, the international community, and the Coalition Provisional Authority are responsible to do everything possible to prevent child deaths from diarrhea and malnutrition.